Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. We're continuing to pray for Ukraine. Brother Chris Paul will be leading the prayers this coming Tuesday. His son is Ukrainian and American. I hear noise in the background, please.
We hear you. He's hearing you. Come on up. We started now. Come on up. Quit the singing and come on up.
We want to thank you for listening to us here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Again, thank you for every last one of you for us. We want to thank those who's listening to us here right now at Live Deliverance Internet Radio Ministries. And we will continue to pray for the Ukrainian people. I'm talking about the grace of God tonight, something that we all need in these last days. These are some very, very last days that we're living in. The earth is full of violence, no different than what it was in Genesis 6:11. And God moved on my heart for all Christians, whatever we're dealing with. Everybody is dealing with something, some kind of spirit, some kind of demon in their life. And with these demons, it brings sin. And we need grace. We're going to be talking about the grace of God overcoming sin as spiritual warfare, because we can use the grace of God to help us in this endeavor. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, how God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, Acts 10:38. Lord, your word says in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our fault, you are just and able to forgive us for all unrighteousness. We take this opportunity to come before you and ask you to forgive us for any sin that we may have committed, known or unknown. Lord, we thank you that it's now washed in the blood, thrown in the sea of forgiveness, Psalms 103, 11, and 12. We thank you for the benefits that you've given us. We take authority over the satanic forces right now. Every demon that will try to block a person from hearing it, we block you from doing it. We ask that angels stand guard around this radio station throughout the atmosphere and stop any spirits that will bring any interference. Use me as your oracle. In the name of Yeshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen. Okay, let's get started with this. Also, I want everybody to know that we have a GoFundMe fund. Please go to supportlivedeliverance.com or GoFundMe. I have about 30 podcast companies. Christian radio stations have all of my material, all of my teaching, and they're putting it on their radio station. Please go to livedeliverance.com. We need income for attorney fees, and it's expensive. We already paid $1,000 with YouTube to take us off with in fragmentation improperly, because we are in association with this ministry, is in association with Derek Prince Ministries in the United States, and we have connections with this ministry also with James Worth Washington. He's the support director in New Zealand at Derek Prince Ministries, and we've been battling this, and this is the enemy coming at this radio station. Full assault. People taking the contents of a person who labors and putting it on theirs to gain profit. Against my permission, that's a copyright violation. That's against the rules and regulations of copyrights when you're airing. We are a 501c3. We are a federally 501c3 nonprofit organization here. So please, sow a seed. And if you do, if you need your... for your taxes, we'll give you whatever papers necessary to send to you so that you can file. We're legit with the federal government. So support us. And at the end of the broadcast, I'll tell you how to do that. We're going to talk about the grace of God, but we need to first look at overcoming sin as spiritual warfare. A major part of spiritual warfare is resisting the devil's enticements to compromise God's principles. We give the powers of darkness a defined advantage when we do anything that actually compromises the integrity of our fellowship with the Lord God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Anything, an attitude that is contrary to God opens up the doors to demonic spirits. When we yield to sin, we lose a measure of divine boldness and spiritual authority and the faith which comes from a close and intimate walk with the Lord. There is always forgiveness as long as we didn't harden our hearts and become totally unrepentant. And a lot of people can do that. But we lose time and opportunities in spiritual warfare when we sin. Nosy, busybody spirit, eyeball spirit, looking at some, watching somebody, judging somebody, getting in somebody's business, not tending to your own, not working out your own salvation. These little doors the devil uses to people every day. Confusion, arguments, sin, anger. And then when we start operating in it, it takes the grace of God. And we're going to talk about that. We will never know what we have missed out by those times that we have yielded to sin. Perhaps some people are in hell now because of our disobedience to the Lord. You can be here today and be gone tomorrow. Tomorrow's not promised. We really need to take this grace of God and really start dealing with sin in our own personal lives. And the Lord tell me there are a lot of people that worry about other people's sins. Worry about your own sin. Deal with you. You got enough demons. I got enough demons. I deal with people with demons every day. I have to take time out and deal with the Lord and talk to the Lord and commune to the Lord. We have to do that so that we can get rid of this sin. A lot of people have got themselves exposed to major troubles by taking to take on the principalities and powers while their own submission to God is questionable. You can't deal with the demonic if you're in sin. This warfare is real, and we must stand to suffer great through such foolish presumption acts. It is better to wait on God, purify your souls through obedience to the truth, and wait for God to send us into battles than to go out half-cocked and suffer needlessly. Some of us don't put the arm of God on, and we're operating in the flesh and don't even know it. We can't take authority over spiritual darkness that was submitting in our own lives by free will. Therefore, we must personally renounce all the darkness in you before you can effectively build the defenses of yourself and bind the devil from working in those areas. How are you going to bind the devil when you're in sin? When the church renounces the substitute versions of sin, which resembles those of the society in which we live, then things start to really happen in our words, and we'll carry weight into heavenlies as how we worship God, how we walk with God, and how we act with God. What is sin? Sin is me first, self-pleasing attitude of the heart, which denies God's authority to direct our lives and our world. Sinful actions such as theft, adultery, blasphemy springs from a heart corrupted by the power of sin. There are two root sins. One is pride and the other unbelief. Pride is evident by an attitude which is determined, arrogance, denies its need for God. It's unteachable, impatient, overly criticize others, and hard-hearted. How easy is it for any of us to be infected with pride without realizing it? Unbelief also is the root of much of our sins. If we really believe in God's goodness, wisdom, and love, what motive would remain for not doing things God's way? These attitudes hurt the heart of God and often cause insensitivity to others as well, resulting in us saying and doing things that were better both said or done. Sin is always take more than it gives. Whatever you gain by compromise, you evidently lose. Sin is a deadly human condition which opens the door to satanic oppression and God's displeasure and judgment. Sin definitely creates a barrier to true communications with God. The wages of sin is death, permanently. This refers to spiritual death. God loves us and wants us to overcome sin. He knows we are powerless to do it by ourselves. That's why we need grace. That's why we're going to talk about grace tonight. And for this reason has given us resources in our warfare against evil and sin. And one of those resources tonight is we're going to be looking at grace, the grace of God. Every attempt to overcome sin by willpower, resolution, and self-discipline alone will fail. No attempt to overcome sin by observing laws and rules, however, strict will ever work. But the Bible says, walk by the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh, in Galatians 5:17. That means to be governed by the impulses coming from the Holy Spirit in your human spirit. And you won't be ruled by the nature of thinking and desires that draw people away from holy living. Romans 6 and 8 are probably the most important passages of scriptures relating to this subject. But me personally tonight, I would like to take some verses from them and make some comments about them. Those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit, in Romans 8:5. What does your mind dwells on? What do you choose to set it on? To overcome sin, you must have a deliberate policy to set your mind off of the flesh and things of the Spirit. If that is not your policy, make it today. The things of the Spirit include the presence of God, the love of God, the fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, which involves supernatural communications with God, the Word of God, and the appreciation of life and praise and worship. Now, to really get free from sin, praising the Lord, King David played a harp and the evil spirit dwelt and left Saul because he played the harp or anointed music. And we're going to have some special programs coming up shortly. I'm going to be meeting with Jermaine Edwards Thursday and see can we put him on our blog talk and let him share about what's going on, his music, his testimonies, and his new songs. The things of the flesh which are not set our minds include the kinds of lust, selfish ambition, greed, envy, jealousy, hatred, bitterness, prideful thoughts. We can't avoid these thoughts by seeking to avoid them. We must instead attack them and seek them out of our lives through the spirit realm. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life. God does not want us to be carnally minded. So we need grace to get us away from this mess. You know, I sat back and look at the accident I had with my mother and father. We had a collision. The Lord spared me with that. I'm in Minnesota running, selling drugs. I got transferred to Minneapolis, Minnesota. I get a gun, 22, pulled on my head and robbed me of all my cocaine. God got me out of that. I was in another car drinking, going to Mr. V's, figure eight, in a limo. Car flipped four times, and I got here. I'm in by myself, me and my girlfriend. I'm in a limousine drinking Dom Perignon and Chaffard Sassafisia, which is $2,500 a bottle. And I'm up here running, making $6,000-$7,000 a week. Miserable. Many times I could have lost my life being foolish. And I thank God through his mercy and his grace that I'm only alive because of that. Grace in the Old Testament. God reveals himself as a God of grace who shows love to his people, not because they deserve it, but because of his own desire to be faithful to the covenant promise made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have to see Exodus chapter 6, 1 through 13 for that. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 9, God did not bring Israel out of Egypt because they had great faith, but because of his grace and his faithfulness to his promises. Genesis chapter 17 through 8, again, Exodus 6, 9, God did not bring Israel out of Egypt because they had great faith. No, they didn't. But because of his grace and his faithfulness to his promise, Genesis 17, 1 through 8. So when we make mistakes, remember this. When you're judging somebody else, looking at them, making sure that they fall, you better remember this because you're under grace. What about God taking his grace off you while you're judging somebody? And you go to hell in it. You know, you can go to hell for that. People don't think being busybody. You know, and here in Jamaica, it's bad. It's a spirit of nosiness. And it's very heavy here. And I can see that demon. I see the spirits in the air. It's like a principality. Different spirits rule different areas. And people's, even personalities on their job, we don't need to get caught up with this. But if it wasn't for the grace of God, we couldn't go through it. Also, Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. In the beginning, Their faith was weak, but through the 10 plagues by which God revealed himself and his power and concern for Israel, he built up their faith until they were able to trust him in obedience, according to Exodus 12:28. God delivered them by grace, and we need the Lord to deliver us by grace with our problems. The horizontal being represents the relationship with fellow men, and it speaks of the forgiveness that is the cause of the way, the forgiveness we need to receive from others, and the forgiveness we need to give to others. Once again, the only peace word that we can receive the grace for that kind of forgiveness is on the cross in time of need. God gives us grace when we need it. That's in Hebrews 4:16, and God knows. I ask the Lord to give me grace in my ministry. I need a lot of grace. I get all kind of phone calls. I get people get mad at me from telling the truth. I say, Lord, give me grace. I get people hollering at me, cussing at me. Lord, give me grace to endure this. Now, we don't need to use grace to sin. So I don't want to read those scriptures. I just want to go over them. And then you read them tonight. The first scripture that I want you to read for your homework is John 8:34-35. Now, I got to read Romans 6 because I heard the Holy Spirit say, go read Romans 6. So I have to obey, and let me go to Romans 6. In Romans 6:16, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You're in bondage with a sin that you're fighting, and it's hard to get rid of. You need grace for that. I know people have been struggling with the same sin since they were born. There are some sins that can hold people down. There are sins that's hard to get out of. Some of them are sexual sins because it pleases the flesh. It's a relaxation. It's oppression to the devil to open up demons. People struggle with these things. Pornography, God gives us grace. Obesity, God gives us grace, man. We really need to appreciate God's grace, because if we don't, and if we don't have it, we can't function. We won't be able to make it. The next study is Luke 13:3 and Hebrews 4:16. Now, the Lord don't want you to use your grace just to sin. I want to straighten that out, because you'd be surprised at how people look at their Christian walk and their life with the Lord. And I hear a lot of them. So let me just give this to you. If you just want to think you can go both ways, you can't. In Romans 6:1, it says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin? Watch this. That grace may abound? God forbid. How should we that are dead to sin live any longer then? So we can't use grace now just to sin. Also, you can go to Isaiah 28:12. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and that is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. So if you're not hearing God, you need grace. What, you're not hearing God? Look what Jonah did. God gave him grace. He didn't want to go to Nineveh. He wanted to do it his way. God's mercy. He provided a tree over him, give him some coolness while he talked to him. It's his love. Grace helps us in times of need. We need it, and there's times that we're going to need grace, and the Bible tells us it helps us in times of need, and that's in Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace. I need grace every day to help me and all of us in time of need. Why is this grace so profane and so precious to us? Turn to Hebrews 10:19, and there's your answer. Hebrews Hebrews chapter 10. And we're going to go to verse 19 to 22. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had constructed for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil consciousness and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. That's love. That's a lot of love. That's a lot of love. That's God's mercy and grace for us. And we need to thank him tonight, because Christ sympathizes with our weaknesses. In Hebrews 4:15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Because Jesus did not sin, grace is available for us. Imagine if Christ would have sinned. We would have been messed up. We can confidently approach the heavenly throne knowing that our prayers and petitions are welcome and desired by our heavenly Father. It is called the throne of grace. It flows from God's love, mercy, forgiveness, wisdom, and spiritual power and spiritual gifts. God's love from God, Colossians 2:9. His love, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. His mercy, Matthew chapter 5:7. His forgiveness, Psalms 103:12. Again, we can continuously approach the heavenly throne knowing that our prayers and petitions are welcome and desired by our heavenly Father. It is called the throne of grace. The Godhead, Colossians 2:9. The love that's involved with it, 1 Corinthians 13. Mercy, Matthew 5:17. Forgiveness, Psalms 103:12. That's your formula for grace. One of the greatest blessings of salvation is that Christ is now our high priest, our mediator, who opens the way for us to come to the Father with confidence for all areas of our lives. In 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, that man, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. God gives a measure of grace as a gift. In 1 Corinthians 1:4, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. Who gives you grace? Jesus Christ gives you grace. Without grace, we cannot become effective Christians. We will fall. We will be in sin. We will die, and we'll go to hell. Grace prevents us from going to heaven, to hell. The blood of Jesus washes us from sin. It doesn't prevent us from going to hell. The blood of Jesus is a washing. It's a constant washing for humanity. But grace is a beam support to keep us from hell. In Ephesians chapter 2:8-9, for by grace are ye saved. You saved because of his grace. So your salvation depends also on grace. For by grace are ye saved through what? Faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, verse 9, not of works, lest any man should boast, but because of Yeshua the Messiah. Study tonight, Titus chapter 2:11, grace is in salvation. Also Titus chapter 3:4 speaks of grace. God gives grace to believers to be made free from sin. That's the purpose of why God does that. That is in Romans chapter 6:22. And to do his good pleasures in Philippians 2:13. to pray in Zechariah 12:10, the spirit of grace. It's a spirit. Did you know that? Well, Zechariah 12:10, let's go there. Let's go there. Right after Malachi. Where's Malachi? Zechariah. Right up in there. Zechariah 12:10. Okay, Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitation of Jerusalem the spirit, S-P-I-R-I-T, of grace. Grace is a spirit, just like the Holy Spirit. And of supplications. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourned for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him, as one that is in bitterness for us, his firstborn, Jesus. Because of that, we have grace. The growing of grace in Christ, Peter speaks of. Let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3:18. We're a word church here. The Lord has taught me to give scripture, not a whole lot of talking. Let the scriptures teach people. People need scriptures. They don't need no talking. When I hear preachers talking, I just go. I can't listen to it. You got to give me some scriptures. Let's go to this scripture here. Let's go to 2 Peter 3:18. Okay. 1 Peter. 2 Peter. 2 Peter 3:18 to 3. But grow in grace. We can grow in it. We now know it's a spirit. We know that grace is salvation, Titus 2:11. We know that grace comes through Jesus. But grow in grace. God wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. So it is and so it shall be. That's what the Lord told me amen was. I never heard it before, but that's what he said. All right. Let's go to Acts 4:33. Acts 4:33. And the great power gave the apostles witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. So ask the Lord to give you great grace. It's a spirit. It has degrees because it's great. That means it's not small. These are benefits that God gave us. We need grace to help us in our Christian behavior. Scriptures to study for Christian behavior tonight is Colossians chapter 3, verse 12. Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Colossians chapter 3, verse 15. We're saved by grace. If you didn't know that, that's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. We're saved by grace. Also, Ephesians chapter 2, 8. We're saved by grace, Ephesians 2, 5, and Ephesians 2, 8. You can find grace. It can be found. There's a grace that is called little space grace. That's in Ezra 9:8. The Bible speaks of an ointment of grace. Oh, have mercy. Proverbs 1:9, an ointment of grace. Also Proverbs 4:9. Again, there's a grace that is called little space grace. Ezra 9:8. Anointment of grace. Proverbs 1:9. Proverbs 4:9. The Bible says that you can add grace to thy net. Proverbs 3:22. God gives grace unto the lowly. If you're proud, you're not getting no grace. Proverbs 3:34. The Bible says that grace can be obtained. Esther 2:17. The Bible says that you can cry for grace. I do it every night because I need it. Zechariah 4:7. Again, the spirit of grace, Zechariah 12:10, the spirit of wisdom and the grace of God was upon Jesus. Luke 2:40. Jesus was full of grace in John 1:14. Grace and truth came by Yeshua the Messiah in John 1:17. The Bible says that grace was upon the apostles, Acts 4:33. And the Bible says we can receive grace also in Romans 1:5. And there is also an abundance of grace for us in Galatians 5:17. Grace is not the prayer that people says. That's not grace. That's just a word they say to pray. So don't get caught up in that. Moses asked God to give Israel more grace. Let's look at that. Exodus 34:9. Exodus 34:9. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us, for it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquities and of our sins, and take to us for thy inheritance. Moses, and God granted that. We need grace, the most powerful thing to keep an individual alive till they get to the point of freedom from sin. Love is a powerful thing of grace, but what hinders grace? The flow from our failure to forgive and to be forgiven? Bitterness, strife, disharmony, hatred, looking for an argument. There are two directions of forgiveness resulted in the Bible. The two directions are well portrayed by the great symbol of the Christian faith, the cross. The cross have two beams, one vertical and one horizontal. These two beams represent the two directions of forgiveness. The vertical beam represents the forgiveness that we all need to receive from God, and that can only be received through our identification with Jesus Christ and his resurrection as Lord and Savior. With grace, we can become sanctified, or sanctification. Sanctification means to make holy, to consecrate, to separate from the world, and to be set apart from sin so that we may have fellowship with God and serve him gladly. Without faith, without grace, we're not able to come out of the world, because we have actions, ways, things that we do, things, how we, our character, our emotions are not controlled by the Holy Spirit. Every day you wake up, you're going to need some grace. Even when you get mad at somebody, you're going to need some grace, because without grace, there's no way that you can live. You can't prove it to me. It is a need, because Jesus had to die for it. Separation ourselves morally and from spiritual, from sin, and from anything that is contrary to Jesus Christ. That is the purpose for grace, so that we can abstain ourselves. It can help us and support us when we're in need. Brothers and sisters, we're at war, and we need grace. Colossians 1:10 says that ye might walk worthy of the Lord, even unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 1:23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, wherefore I, Paul, am made a minister. We need grace to get there. Thou therefore endure hardness of a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. We need a lot of grace there, because a lot of us don't like to fight. We fall. God's mercy and grace is always there for us. I pray that this has been a blessing to you. I know that I can reflect at my life and see the accidents that I've been in, the guns on my head, been shot at. Well, I've been shot at. I've been in some shootouts. And I'm alive. I ain't proud of that. That's foolishness. On crack cocaine. On heroin at one time. Snorting heroin. I used to drink Dom Perignon, 2 bottles a day. Wake up in the morning drinking. Grace. Grace of God. On a Suzuki motorcycle, 1100, with 5 ounces of cocaine, leaving Atlanta, Georgia on a Friday, coming back to Miami, get down there 12 hours. Do the speed limit. Put coffee grounds all around the cocaine and seal it. And put more coffee grounds, pack it. Police pull me over and talking to them. Got my dog tag. Oh, you're a veteran? Yeah. You know, we talk about it. Okay, take care. All right. Okay, comrade. Gone on selling that cocaine. That's the grace of God. I could have been in jail. Look at your life. Look what you done. If it wasn't for grace, you wouldn't be listening to this TV. But TV, I'm not on TV. You would be listening to this radio broadcast. If it wasn't for grace, you couldn't get up in the morning. If it wasn't for grace, you couldn't have another chance to make up the mistakes that you made. Grace keeps us out of hell, and we really need to appreciate it from God. Please be patient with people. Remember, you're under grace. Who are you to judge a human being? Who are you to hate another person? Who are you to find someone else's fault and sin? Look at your own self. You're more wicked than looking at the other person. I find people who, like that, they got a lot of evil in them, and they don't recognize it. But God's grace are sustaining you with your behavior. Thank him tonight and humble yourself and ask him to show you your sins so that you can use grace in time of need, because I say, God, I need it. I'm under vicious assault. I have so many people. I'm by myself. I'm praying. I thank Brother Paul. He's on our staff, Chris Paul. He's going to be bringing teachings Tuesday. We are praying for the Ukrainians again. Brother Paul, a son is Ukraine. His son's mother is Ukrainian. And we're going to go in warfare with that. But I thank God for his grace, because I really wouldn't be here. I could not be here. All you got to do is look at the accidents you could have had. I could have got hit by a car. About 4 months ago, I felt the force push me, and that car went bye-bye, and I looked at it, and I started shaking. And I really was frightening, because it was, I saw an angel that was so frightening that I just shook. And then I had to just really get myself together, and I said, Lord, what was that? That's your warring angel. And I never saw him before. Well, you don't need to see him. He there. Grace. He even sends us angels to protect us. What more can we do? We need to do better. Man, I don't like my life when I sin against God. I don't like it. I hate sin. I got issues. We all got to be honest with yourself, man. This ain't no time to be holy and be trying to show off your spirituality between somebody, because them days ain't working. Look, we need grace. We need to humble ourselves. We need to allow God to continue to give us this grace to sustain us so that we can correct our behaviors that's displeasing to God. Amen? Amen. We love you here at Live Deliverance Internet Radio. Please go to GoFundMe. I need help. If any of you listen to me, I have never, ever asked for money as where I need it now. I always bring the word Pastor Wayne taught me, but the Lord moved on my heart. Tell people what's going on. God led me to go to Google. If you just go to Google and type in Emmett Overton, iPad, Apple Podcasts, iNote, EndNote, Podcast.com, Intel, Sister Valinsky. I don't even know who that is. They got my teaching on, they have my picture on, and that's copyright infringement. I need income. I need income for attorney fees is what I got to deal with now. So please, if you never, ever help this ministry, I cannot allow these people to steal what God has given this ministry. I don't mind them using it. They want to contact me and they want to air my stuff, fine. But you have to get permission. Like I gave permission from Derek Prince. I did not just put Derek Prince materials on my radio station. I knew Derek Prince ministries 15 years ago. When I first got started in the ministry, the Lord gave me the number by word of knowledge. The Lord gave me the number of Frederick Casey Price. That's how I got on Frederick Casey Price on this radio. Man, I didn't know him. I called him. He said, who is this? How you get my number? I said, the Lord told me to give you to you. My name is Brother M, and I'm young. I'm in the deliverance ministry. And he told me to put your teaching on a radio station. And he got with me with Eddie Stevenson. He's richly retired now. And I was streaming about his stuff 14 years. The same thing happened with John Eckhart. Same thing happened with Frank Hammond ministry. I called and got permission. It was from the Holy Spirit because the Lord formed this ministry. I don't want to give myself any credit to this ministry. I'm just a laborer. Y'all need to stop looking up at the people, at the men. Look here, don't be looking up to me because I don't like it. You look up to Jesus. I'm a soldier. Soldiers are not supposed to be looked up to. Soldiers are meant to fight and die. That's what a soldier's meant for. So don't look. I'm just a soldier for the Lord. You look to Jesus. Stop looking at these pastors and these people and these positions and lifting them up instead of Christ. That's idolatry. But we really need your help. Please help me. I am behind. I can't get no money for the lawyer right now because it costs money to get a lawyer. I just paid $1,000 for an attorney fees for YouTube. Now I got to come up with $3,000 with another lawyer because I got 37 iPods, podcasts, 30-something podcasts with my teaching, and they're making money off of it, and that's taken from this ministry. If you never supported me, please support me with this endeavor. And I ain't the pastor. I'm not like Creflo Dollar. I ain't trying to dance on no money. I'm just trying to get some money to get a lawyer. I'm not asking for no car because the Lord told me I'm going to get mine in a couple of God got something in store for me. He already told me what I'm going to get. And it's going to be a personal thing that I had in the injury. The Lord's already told me that's a deal. That's sealed. So I ain't worrying about me. I'm concerned about the ministry. And I need help. It's amazing that I get on radio station, I teach my heart out, and not one of you will sow a seed who's been blessed by this ministry. You just feed off this feed. You come to the dinner table and don't even give a tip. Give a tip. We'll take a tip. The Bible says despise not small things. I'm not trying to ask you to give no $1,000 line. I would never do that and put a burden on a person. That's too grievous for me. But a gluttony pastor who will pimp you, you'll give it to him. But here's someone teach their heart out. You won't give them nothing, but you'll receive it. You'll suck it in and won't give. Don't do that. Sow a seed to help us get this legal fund. Amen. You can go to supportlivedeliverance.com internet ministry. GoFundMe. GoFundMe.com/management/support.livedeliverance-internet ministry. Or just go to GoFundMe and type in live deliverance. Please sow a seed. Or also, you can go to my website at www.livedeliverance.com. Scroll down to the left-hand side, and there's our PayPal site. If you'd like to become a part of this ministry, please email me at overtonab1@gmail.com. I am back full, loaded with deliverance people. I'm doing everything I can. I have a female on Fridays. But some of the females, I want to make an announcement. I can do deliverance with you, but when it comes to sexual sins, it stops until you reach Sister Durden. I will be doing deliverance on Thursdays with other women now and some men also. So I will be calling you, and I have to take that takes time off from me with my technical stuff. I need help. I'm praying that God send more ministers to this radio station. I'm asking the Lord to send me assistance. I want to thank Pastor Earl for helping me. I want to thank Pastor John Durden for giving me the opportunity to put me in the hospital and allow an uneducated man the opportunity to serve God and learn to minister deliverance by the Holy Spirit. Thank him for his friendship. I want to thank everybody who has supported me, but I really need all of us to come together and help me with this thing here because I don't want the devil to steal anything that belongs to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. No one has called me and just taken my content. and just putting it on the air and streaming it like it's theirs. That's wrong. Please help me. Support me. Again, go to GoFundMe, livedeliverance.com, or go to livedeliverance.com and go to the lower left-hand corner of your icon. You see a PayPal site there. Please help me. God bless you. Shalom to you, and have a wonderful evening. Stand by. We want to thank those who are also listening to us here now live at www.livedeliverance.com. We're going to go back with Pastor Wayne C. Thompson, The Fear of the Lord. Thank you. Come join us here at Blog Talk Radio, area code 646-378-1857. 678-378-1857. Intermission for 37 seconds.
Welcome to my gymnasium. Check it out. Watch this. Bring ding 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 ding.
Captain John Durden, you have the mic.
Good evening, my brother. I enjoyed this session. Now, you know, this particular subject that you had for tonight is my background because, you know, I served as a deacon for 20-some years, and I thought because I was a big-time deacon, the head of the deacon board for several years, I was on my way to heaven kind of a thing. And you can tell me that I wasn't saved. And finally, I prayed for confirmation one night. And I was led by the Holy Spirit. And do you know there was a word? You put the title, you had grace. And I go, it kept coming to my mind, grace, grace, grace. So I finally decided to look in one of my Bibles in a dictionary, and I looked up grace, you know. And then another brother of mine got a sense of humor. He says, you know what, John, how I can sum it up? Is what he said, G-R-A-C-E, grace, righteousness at Christ's expense. And I go, what? He says, what he did for us, John, through his sacrificial death and everything else, and his following you and leading you by his Spirit. It's not what we did or what we're going to do and what we brag about and what kind of education we got or these kinds of things, or degrees in your family. Is grace is God, righteousness at Christ's expense, G-R-A-C-E. And then I say, well, praise the Lord. And so I started reading about how God confirmed it. Was I say, Lord, you know, I always read about angels. Are they really real? And a couple of days later, I'm just sitting in my living room, and all of a sudden, someone say, come up here. John, come up here. And I look around and go, what do you mean? And someone say, come up here. And I say, that sounds like the Lord is calling me to come up. So I say, how do I come up there if you're real? And I was studying the chapter on angels. And angels, and I didn't know for sure that angel was really real. So I asked the Lord in prayer, I said, are angels really real? Well, that same night when I went to bed, someone said, John, come up hither. And I said, hither? What is a hither? I didn't even know hither mean here. And I look it up and said, it says, come up here. And then I said, well, how do I get up there? I can't fly, Lord, be smart, you know? Then all of a sudden it says, all you have to do is just will it. I said, okay, I will to come up. And when I said that, I left my bed and went right through the ceiling and everything else up in the spirit. I looked back and I saw my body laying in the bed. And there were two angels, three angels greeted me, told me, hello, Brother John. And I almost blew my mind. I'm looking at three angels and them big wings and everything just flipping, you know, right there in midair. And they said, now do you believe? I go, yeah. They said, now go back. And I said, well, how do I get back down there? And I looked down. I saw my house. My house, it looked like a period at the end of a sentence. And I said, how do I get back down there? And they said, so you have to will it. God does not violate our will. You have to will it. I said, okay, I will to go back into my body. Next thing I know, I saw myself floating right back through the clouds and everything else, right back into my body. I was sitting on the side of the bed trying to get ready to go to work. It was happening early that morning. And then I went to work the next day. And then the base commander walked in my office and said, John, the Lord told me to talk to you. And I go, I said, what? I said, just had angels talking to me. He said, the Lord told me that you don't know what salvation is. All you heard about, come join the church. I said, well, that's all I heard all my life. So he led me to the Lord, and I've been walking with the Lord ever since. So that was God's grace. Grace is the key word for my salvation. God's righteousness not at what I did or what I've been doing, but God's righteousness at Christ's expense, his death on the cross.
Amen. Amen. Erico 517, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You have the mic.
Hi, thank you for letting me speak. I was actually just calling in asking for prayer.
Yes, sir.
Actually asking for deliverance.
Okay.
God showed me, you know, I'm actually in ministry and I do ministry, but I didn't realize the Lord showed me that I have a spirit of Leviathan, spirit of pride. And I didn't even know it. And I had a friend pray for me and he confronted me. He told me that I did the Leviathan. Yeah, it was the real thing. So, what happened was God took me to Isaiah 27, 1. And I was just stuck there, you know, and couldn't go any further. And it's just, that's what he told me, you know, he told me that it was Leviathan, which is a spirit of pride, you know, so.
Okay. And you want to get rid of it.
I was reading. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Repeat this after me.
Yes.
Wait 1 minute, my girlfriend. I'm sorry, everybody. Wait a minute. Yeah, man. Mitt McCall, you're back. Yeah, man. Okay. Mitt, see you tomorrow. I'll be at Jermaine's house. Yeah. Why did I say that? Yeah, man. Bye-bye. Okay. Repeat this. I'm sorry, sir. Repeat this after me. Heavenly Father.
Yes. Heavenly Father.
I repent of any sins in my life.
I repent of every sin in my life.
And my ancestors' lives.
And my ancestors' lives.
That have resulted in a curse.
That has resulted in a curse.
I repent of all disobedience.
I repent of all disobedience.
Pride.
Pride.
Leviathan.
Leviathan.
I renounce you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
I renounce you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
You have no authority over me.
You have no authority over me.
Come out of me now, and I want you to blow. You're a minister. You're saved. Just blow.
Right.
As you blow, I'm going to command this demon to come out. Come out, Leviathan, with your hooks. Come out. With your hooks, all your hooks, stiff neck spirit that goes with it, come out. Acts 7:51, 2 Chronicles 30, verse 8. Come out. Come out of this minister. Come on out. Get out of him. He wants to be humble so he can receive more revelation. Come out of him. Come out of him, pride. Come out of him by generation. Come out. Go. By that shit. Come on out. Get out of him. This is a man of God. Get out. Matthew 8:16, and when the eve was come, they came, and his word delivered them. I used the word, the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, the name of Jesus of Nazareth to come out. The name of Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus of Nazareth, come out. Jesus of Nazareth, come out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Come out of him. Pride, come out. Come out. Pride, come out of his hooks. Come out of his life. He renounced you. He does not want you. You are an unwanted creature, leave, go. Matthew 8:32. And Jesus says, go. And they went into the herd of pigs. And 5,000 went in with one word, go. Matthew 8:32 in red writing, go. What I should do, you should do. John 14:11-12. I do what Jesus do. I am commanding you behind the blood of Jesus of Nazareth, not me, but the blood of Jesus of Nazareth and the authority that I have in his name. In my name ye shall cast out devils. Go. For my brother, get out of him. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Love you, brother. Keep the work up.
Thank you. I appreciate your prayers and your time.
Thank the Lord Jesus of Nazareth. His praise and his glory only. God bless you.
Amen. 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 God bless.
God bless. All right, we're about to get ready to close this thing, and I want to thank all of you who've been listening to us tonight. I pray that we understood the blessings of the Lord through his mercy, and I pray for the Ukrainian people. We are going to have a prayer vigil Tuesday for the Ukraine. And the Lord revealed to me, and I'm going to thank you too, brother. I'm going to reveal this. The Lord told me that Russia will not win, that he's heard the prayers of the Ukrainian people. I say it again. Russia will not win. Russia will not win. We'll deliver the Ukrainian people. God moves nations, and God loves people. He's heard the prayers of the saints for these people. May God will be defeated. Shalom, and God bless.
Open doors, not just for tomorrow. Enemies fight me, but we got a victory. Won't fear no evil, cause God is with me. Yeah, thank God for him. Everything may not be well, but I have good friends and a roof over my head. Unconditional, that's how God loves me. I will fear no evil, cause God is with me.
I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. Just wait.
Midnight, if you know, he's the one who never leaves your side. If you know, without you, could have been dead. take a look at my life, and I see I ain't right for a friend. But you're so merciful that you look beyond my flaws, and you gave your only life for a friend. Nah, love's so real, you don't pretend to, and you don't treat me like my friends do. Cause when they don't understand, they hate me. You always understand, rebuke in love, then you embrace me. Love's so real, I like how it feels. How could I ever do without you? How could I ever be without you? Out you. I could never go a day without you. Live my life in pain without you. Till the day when all this ends, you still be my closest friend. The only friendship that I want is yours. My everything, my heart is yours.
Somebody say I say I'm gonna reach my destiny. Yeah. Somebody say I'm gonna reach my destiny. Yeah. Alright, I'm some great men reach and guess we're not attained by sudden flight. Yeah. But while their company and slept, they were toiling through the night. One can chase a thousand, two put 10,000 to fly. Hot at the battle, sweet at the victory. Keep your goals in sight. My steps are on that bank as I'm walking in it. Will any weapon rise up shall surely join me. Opposition every day, I'm holding on still. With Christ I must be slowly but surely. Oh yeah, I'm gonna reach my destiny. Reach my destiny. No evil can stop me. No way. Cause my destiny I see. My destiny I see. So from the love of the Most High God, come tell me what can separate. Neither life nor death, principalities, so what bad mind, good full or hate. Alright then, Gavin is choosing, he chose me. Out of bondage, he set me free. The more evil fighter, the stronger me get. I'm wanting me a pray. Say I was born with a price. Wrongs he made right. Darkness turned white, laugh dead and gain life. Alright, send me off that stage a row. If God is for us, who can fight us? Surely I'm gonna reach my destiny. I'm gonna reach my destiny. No evil can stop me. No way. Cause my destiny I see. My destiny I see. Slowly but surely. Oh yeah. I'm gonna reach my destiny. I'm gonna reach my destiny. No evil can stop me. No way. Say my destiny I see. My destiny I see. Somebody just say, say I'm gonna reach my destiny. I'm gonna reach my destiny. Gonna reach my destiny. Say that again, boom. Say I'm gonna reach my destiny. I'm gonna reach my destiny. Oh, oh, oh. Alright then. So me armed and dangerous. The whole arm up and you know me armed that up. Salvation, the helmet hard and tough. Me feet shot with the gospel when me wrote the touch. Round me waist shoot girl, it up. Shield of faith, then the dark that came that up. The best faith of righteousness is a must. Yes, it's a must, slowly but surely. Oh yeah. I'm gonna reach my destiny. Reach my destiny. No evil can stop. No way, got my destiny I see. Slowly but surely. Oh yeah, I'm gonna reach my destiny. Reach my destiny. No evil can stop me. Cause my destiny I see. Destiny I see. Oh yeah, say I'm gonna reach.
We want to thank you for listening to Live Deliverance Internet Radio. That's Randall Positive, another friend of mine from Kingston's Jamaica Island Records. Kevin Downswell and Jermaine Edwards. Next Thursday, I'll be meeting Jermaine Edwards. We're going to organize something where we can put him in here live at Blog Talk, and I know it will be packed. I know it will be black. I want to thank all of my Jamaican brothers and sisters, Port Mar, Jamaica. God bless. Waterhouse, Jamaica. God bless. God bless. Ear Circle. God bless. Mandeville, Mapin. God bless. Clarendon, Jamaica. God bless. Ochi Rears, Jamaica. God bless. God bless, Jamaica. And have a wonderful evening.
Today is a day of smiles. Cause today I got a new lease on life. Today I became wise, cause I realized I was wasting time. Spent many years living on the surface, never took the time to go deeper in your service. I know the problem wasn't you, it was me. Every day living my life, trying to be my Jesus. But today now became your day, because my plan became your way. Jesus, your attention is now my fame. Every other thing became vain. Jesus, you're the reason why I sing this song. My life, I place it in your hands, Lord. I don't care if people understand. You're my number one, Jesus. About negativity, which is less than the good things that surround me. No time to worry, cause the challenge is fate. In God I depend, so I just have to wait. If he comes through today, praises be to his name. He don't, guess what, he remains the same. My faith is growing stronger day by day, and I don't care no matter what people may say.
Jesus,
you're the reason why I sing this song.
One day
he was on the corner and he couldn't show his face. He was hiding from the police and his own gang. The only choice he had was to die or to go to jail. With tears in his eyes he said, I have failed, I did wrong, and now the price I have to pay. Can't sleep, I can't eat, don't know what to say. Feel like my life is going straight down the drain. I feel for my children, I wasn't there for them, the only thing I gave was pain. I feel so ashamed, don't know what to do, where to go, or who to talk to, though I'm asking you to pray. I know I'm nowhere with Jesus, but I still believe in His name. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Jesus, I know that you can hear me. Down one early Saturday morning, yep. Saw a girl I used to know. So I stop and say good morning. I saw girl, yep. What's up? Been a while, how are you? She said things are not good. Sometimes I feel confused. I know you're not seeing me at church like I used to. I messed around and got tased and even got abused. Sometimes I feel like God don't love me anymore. Sometimes I wonder if I really have hope. I feel like hanging myself with a rope. My faith is weak and my life is moving slow. So I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus. I said, there's hope in the name of Jesus. I know that you can hear me. I'm bowing on my knees, yeah.
Father, Son of the Holy Spirit, we pray that the power of God will protect the Ukrainian people. Father, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus of Nazareth that you bring confusion to the Russian soldiers. Bring confusion to them. Lord, I ask that the power of God, with your arm and the hand of God, push back this demonic resistance against innocent people in a Western European nation that's called Ukraine. I come against this demonic spirit in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I send it back to the sender, and I call forth and pull it down from the heavens. Pull down this principality, and I add Micah the archangel. Yet contending with the body of Moses, not read in any written accusations, but said, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. Satan, the Lord rebuke you from using this government. Father God, protect these people. We come to you now in the holy name of Jesus and ask that you help the Ukrainian people. And we believe that they will get victory. We know that you're with righteousness, and you know that you're a God of good, not a God of evil. And we also know that you're a God of war. And we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good night, everyone, and God bless you.